These days, Ritchie Blackmore shares the stage with the singer and longtime partner Candice Knight. Together, they're called Blackmore's Knight, and they play a sort of folk rock and roll with a strong medieval Renaissance twist. It's a far cry from Ritchie's heavy metal days of old.
I wanted to get more into something a little bit more, not cerebral, but something a little bit more from the heart. When I would be playing to, for instance, we did a festival in Los Angeles as Deep Purple. We played to 275,000 people. You could do anything, and it didn't really matter because everybody was so drunk, and there was just so many people that it has nothing to do with music anymore. It was fantastic for the ego. I would love all that. But there again, I was slightly envious of people that when I would go to a restaurant, I would see a guitar player or someone that could actually sit in the corner and play to 20 or 30 people. And I couldn't do that.
Blackmore's Knight are a regular fixture at Renaissance festivals and historical venues around the world. They've celebrated their 10th anniversary with a tour of German castles. After so many hard years under the umbrella of one of rock and roll's biggest bands, Ritchie Blackmore is finally making music on his own terms.